you will overcome your pain. May the Lord bless you and allow us to have a few minutes together with God. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 4, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." The Bible says that when you go through a season of loss, the first thing you need to do is release your pain. Tragedy always produces strong emotions: anger, fear, distress, sadness, denial, depression, worry, and sometimes even guilt. If you don't deal with them now, it will take you much longer to recover. Some people never directly deal with pain in life. They disguise it. They suppress it. They deny it. They hide their tears. They deceive themselves by saying that Christians, they do not need to be sad or allow themselves to cry. And this is wrong. The Lord does not say that in His Word. He declares in today's text, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." God knows you and knows how much it hurts. But He also wants to accompany you in the process to console your heart. It's necessary to close this stage of your life. And for this to happen, you must go through it without self-demand, lies, or self-pity. You must release your pain by giving it to God. He understands what you're going through. It is correct to accept and process grief sincerely. I like to tell you that it is a healing emotion because you recognize that the pain is real, that it hurts or still hurts, but that this sadness will pass because the Lord will turn it into hope. God will fill those spaces of silence with an unforgettable memories and turn your sadness into joy. Have no doubts. You will overcome your pain. If you're going through a loss right now, please understand that if you do not release your pain, it will eventually come out. Accumulate feelings, concentrate, and explode in much worse situation. The Bible itself declares in Psalm 23:4, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Do not struggle with your feelings. Expose them to God. Tell Him, "Lord, it hurts. I am angry. I'm in pain. I can't pray." God understands you, and I know firsthand that He will comfort and heal your heart. If He did it with me, He will also do it with you. Do not question it. You will overcome your pain. I'd like to leave you with this promise found in Psalms 116, verse 15. "Precious is the sight of the Lord, is the death of His faithful servants." Have a blessed day, and remember, seek God. He will always be there for you. Do not isolate yourself or withdraw to the process of pain alone. Give your sadness to the Lord so that He may begin to heal your heart. Be assured that you will overcome your pain with the help of God.